Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, for keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? It's Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wasn't Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Who had? Straight out the motherfucking
matrix. What's going on?
Screwball Radio. We here. We having a little technical difficulty setting it off. But we here, you know, some new motherfucking week. New things. E. Masberg on the motherfucking mic. Comments on the mic.
I'm here.
I'm Black Poet. What's the dilly?
What's the deal? Y'all here?
What's going on out there? Yeah.
You know, it's a new week, man. New week, new things. Things done changed. A lot of things done changed. Number one thing that changed, motherfucking Trump is gone. Biden's in. Congratulations, Kamala Harris, the first black Asian, Jamaican, everything they want to call a motherfucker. Vice president is in there. We doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? But they still going after Trump, though, you know what I'm saying? Trump ain't getting away free. He ain't getting away scot-free. I know you want your boy to get away scot-free, but he can't get away scot-free. He got to answer.
Hey, my man, he didn't pay me.
Oh, he ain't give you no pardon? He ain't pardon you, gone?
Nah, I ain't get no check, man. I ain't get nothing.
Nah, because I seen your post. You talking about the government need to leave him alone. I was like, what the fuck is nigga talking about?
Nah, not that. I'm talking about the coverage, man. Like, you know, if you giving somebody assets coverage, you got to The way he got in is he got in like a troll. The best way to beat a troll is don't give him no attention.
You got to give him some attention. He's the best thing on the news. He's always going to be the best thing, the hottest thing on the news for the next until his ass get locked up. He's going to be the hottest thing on the news. Even in jail, he's going to be hot, man. Trump going to stay the topic, man.
I look at it, though.
What'd you say, Common?
I saw somebody post something. I said, oh, go ahead, Common.
I said, Trump going to be Dr. Evil in there. going to rally up the people in there.
Oh, you know, he's running with white supremacists. They got him. He going to be with the Aryan Nation. He going to be with them.
He'll be like the boys from the Higher Learning, right?
They're going to shave his little bit of hair off. He's going to be bald. He's going to be the new
He's going to have to set all of them niggas out, too. He's going to have to hit everybody off.
He's going to be the new Remy in there.
Yeah. Got a lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking playoffs tomorrow, too. You know what I'm saying? We got motherfucking my man Tom Terrific about to go at A-Rod. They about to do battle. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people going to be tuned into this fucking playoffs. You know? Me, myself, I want to see my man Tom Brady do it again. You heard?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I think he's going to do it, man. I think he's going to do it.
I mean, he's the GOAT. But A-Rod, you know, he want to get it too, but it's going to be a good game. Got a couple of good games going down. NBA news. My Knicks is doing pretty good in NBA news. You know what I'm saying? We like eight and nine. You know, one game on 500. We good. The Nets, the motherfucker took a couple losses since Jane Harden joined them niggas. I don't know how long that's going to last.
They bound to clash.
Yeah, right. Right now, Brooklyn beating the Heat right now. Brooklyn beating the Heat, 59-42.
Oh.
You know, they out there doing their thing.
Butler's still on the Heat.
Butler, yeah.
He have like a 6-8 record.
Okay, niggas might be a sleeper. Niggas are sleeping on them, huh?
Yeah, don't
sleep on
them.
Teams.
Yeah,
last year they made it
started, man. They like 16 games in. It's still the beginning, so shit is going to get real soon.
They going to play the... Now, I'm going to ask you guys, because I ain't been following nobody. Do y'all guys know if they're going to play the 482?
I don't think so, man. I think they started early, and they're going to end it early, so I'm not sure. I got to look into that. I know I ain't had no more coronavirus coming out the NBA, thank God. You know, because I thought for a minute they was going to shut this shit down again.
Thank goodness for that.
Thankfully not. Yeah. Give us something to look at, you know.
Yeah, man, we got some heat coming up this week, man. No.
Oh yeah, y'all forgot to mention you got the big fight tonight with Poirier and McGregor. They fighting tonight.
Oh yeah, didn't McGregor already knock him out one time? He beat him already, right?
Yeah, they doing a part two.
Yeah, man, I don't know. This kid might want some revenge, boy. We're gonna see if McGregor still got it or not.
And Jake Paul, he was talking some ish on the Tyson joint. He was saying McGregor was ducking him. Jake Paul feeling himself.
I mean, how's he ducking you when he knocked you out last time? Stop playing. Like, come on.
Now, I thought Jake Paul, the dude that knocked out Nate Robinson.
Oh, man, that guy.
Yeah.
That's some funny shit.
I don't know, man.
He trying to troll his way to the bag. That's what he trying to do.
I don't blame him, man. Get that bag, man. He's going to get his nose broken on the way there.
Yeah, go get it, right?
A lot of motherfuckers want to get at him for beating up Nate like that. But Nate's an asshole, man. Why you get in there? You can't fucking... You don't know how to fucking fight? Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, making people look bad. Bad with bad. That was straight child abuse.
Made himself look bad. Made himself look bad out there throwing fucking female punches. Nigga, you better throw some man punches at this motherfucker.
You try to hit him over the head with the rabbit punches, too?
Nah, he ain't have it.
Nah, he got his ass handed to him.
He ain't have a fight in, like, a long time.
I don't think that nigga ever had to defend himself, yo. The way that nigga was fighting.
And it showed.
Word is
wrong. Nah, them punches he was throwing, yo. Serious? That's what you're
like,
coming
he
ain't
know how to throw a fucking punch, yo. That kid came in there and rocked his jaw.
Yeah.
I was like, man, what kind of training did he have?
He's watching niggas fight on TV. He's watching niggas fight on TV and thought he could get it popping. Went out there and got his ass handed to him by a nigga that got a couple of hours in the gym. You know what I'm saying? That's all it takes, a couple of hours in the motherfucking gym, kid. Get your skills right to beat the average guy that don't box. You get your ass kicked, yo.
You know, and you know what's crazy? Tyson said it best. He said, everybody have a plan till they punched in the mouth. He found out the hard way.
Yeah, he know that rule. He should have known that rule from the gate, yo. Stay your dumb ass out the fucking ring if you can't fucking scrap.
And became a meme for the wintertime.
I want to hear some fucking music, man. I want to hear some fucking music.
Man. Man, I got some heat. I got some heat to warm it up, man. I got this joint here from the Horsemen, Razzcast, Cannabis, Killer Priest, Corrupt. It's called Apocalypse Now. They dropped this the other day, so we gonna see how this sounds.
Oh, we got some spitters on there. We got some spitters on there. All right, I want to hear some. Play something to make me feel good.
That's most deaf. Let's get it.
I'm not signing any papers, and I know how much money you're moving.
Yeah. Apocalypse Now, nigga. Black Steel. You know how we do. Not now, but right.
Politicians, detectives, demons, and devils. The ghetto, as the night settles over the earth, like Mother Nature's afterbirth. Past alert, the massive curse. False flags with horrors in their head. Rigor mortis is spread. Enough said, we came for all of the dead. He that saddled a red horse, cough, which lit up the whole eastern seaport of New York. And crashing upon the Los Angeles sidewalk, which put the family center in the center of 34th. The pale horse tossed the dirty cloth. Rappers, disaster, no laughter after the gun clappers. Get spun faster, the twister. My finger has blisters from ripping the steel like strippers. Come fuck with us, catch the class. Force nation, it's a rap. So know what you're facing. Get slapped. It's Jason. Thursday the 13th, the stable is back. Lyrics like that, put your body on the ice pack.
Dirty dick, nigga. Pandemic. No fans, no gimmick.
Double with them pocket in my pocket, pop kick. Gauge tactic, enrage that shit. Like, fuck this nigga and his bitch. This is just mongrel ride music. I'm a die music, homicide music. Help with the music. Crocodile lurking, sex tech jerking. Let pep skirting, hurting. Finish your business and give me a minute. And then I'ma send in a platoon. Baboons in the spigot. Harpoon ammo. Like camels, it's all by the water finna spit Roman candles. Now die if you wanna, live if you gonna. Try and get done up, nigga, cause I'm one up. I'm the motherfucking headless horseman, my nigga. Famine to the massive, I'm hurricane spastic. That means I go spasmatic. Monsoon, without a doubt, I clear out this
whole fucking room, nigga.
Acts like a man of thought, but thinks like a man of action. Stand up, guy, digging in for traction. Double tap raps, they packing. Molly pack fast, tight around a nigga back. Strapped in. You wanna know his name, you wanna know who asking. By the time you niggas sell out, he cast in. Endangered, the ghetto famous, but aimless. Homeless on the nature preserve, paying rent. There's five unidentified bodies in a freaking porta potty. By the mafia posse, the one on the bottom said get off me. The three above, the one on the bottom says you can't get out of this. The one on the top is silent. Then all of a sudden violence. Then people get kicked in the private. Inverted totalitarianism. He had a terrible vision. Rapper's been a danger since the beginning. He's in a danger species.
Young punk, make room for God's dog. Halo over my pile of shit, sit it on your front yard. Airborne pathogens, malaria to Africans. Black death to Europeans, never cure the human being. I make sure that you will see it. No segregation, extermination.
Courtesy to reparations.
I will see the homeless Native American. No reservation, resuscitation from a 33 and a third degree mason. You be fucking hookers for all nation. Piss in the morning and start burning, that's what I call an overnight.
Radio from the Matrix, hitting you with that shit. You heard brand new shit right there. I like that one.
Yeah, that was fire.
Straight from the oven.
Word out. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Another shit didn't go down this week. Niggas thought a lot of fucking violence was going to happen this week. You know? Ain't nothing happened. That was a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers fell back.
They can't... The rednecks can't go against no military. The United States pay like what, $1 billion a day on the military. They would have, it would have been a bloodbath.
Not a good thing, you know. They could have, you know, scored. They could have did something. But I think, you know, they're gonna wait for their shit to fucking die out. They're gonna surprise attack that motherfucker. They gonna wait for their shit to die out and all them fucking 20,000 fucking troops go back to where they come from. And them niggas gonna come out there, they gonna creep out there this time. They ain't gonna come out there all crazy. They gonna pop up on the motherfuckers. Cause they see how easy it was to get in there. Come on, man. That shit was too easy, homie.
But check this game out, y'all.
Yeah.
I think we got my guests of the night on the line. I think we got Nutso on board.
We got Nutso on board? Where Nutso at, man?
You there?
Yeah, he was there. I think he gonna call back. Yeah, the call
got dropped.
He gonna call back.
Nutso, man. Where you at, man? Call back up.
Right.
Man. Let's get it popping. Let's get it popping, man. Flush is finest.
Yeah, we bringing the hardest hip hop out here, man.
You know we got the hardest shit.
Us right now, no Saturday night.
Hey, play some shit. Getting us back on the phone, man.
Most deaf, man.
I just hit him. Call back. We ready. You know.
Yeah, all right.
Make call, man. You know.
All right, we're gonna keep it pushing.
we're going to hit y'all with another joint in the meantime from Jay Hood, go by the name of Red Rum. So, call number 516-531-9596. We'll be back on board.
Let's go.
Yo. You're
shaking
good
with it,
my
nigga.
Boy.
Hop at me.
Oh,
I said something about Tekashi, now everybody mad. But I don't give a fuck, you making New York look bad. And I ain't hating the clout, chasing this little bit. But he went overboard talking that King of New York shit.
Fuck out of here.
You dig? Really, really. Said something about Tekashi, now everybody mad. But I don't give a fuck, you making New York look bad. And I ain't hating the clout, chasing the little bit. But you went overboard talking that King of New York. Niggas got a rainbow hair, child molester representing the bitty. No disrespect, but don't know how they let him blame Billy. Aura and energy wrong, young and they moving right. Protected by gangsters, so he talk like he bout that life. It's about progress, and this fool got us regressing. Rotten apple, concrete jungle, time to start G-checking. We fell from grace hard to bar them and down to the floor. One of the realest in it, they can't say shit to the ball. And it's a fizzy, you know I keep the groovy, try to run down on me, it's gonna be a man dizzy, I hear you throwing subs in your little IG vids, but if they ain't directed to me, I don't respect the shit. Got other niggas talking for you like I gives a fuck. Was brought up by LOX, you know how I gives it up. Young niggas gravitate towards ignorance, so yeah, you lit, but no grown man go sit and listen to that garbage shit. Although I do respect your grind, but your approach wrong. Let a nigga like this lead the youth, won't be no hope for him. Who really got the nerve to say they the new death row? Wait, cut it out like a coupon, you a straight up hoe. Talking about you running billboards, you running from L's. Ain't got a dropness, this dummy telling on itself. His little stands always reporting when I post some shit. Guess they can't stand to see a capital G roasted bitch. I love an entertainer, that's about all that you are. Black Panther style, I jump all on the roof of your car. You don't speak for New York blood at you on some goofy shit, and everybody that follow you on some mookie shit. This ain't about sets, I got the utmost for the G's, and you ain't one of the nuts, word to the Bally Beans. Shirt off with my splits lit, yelling fuck this clown. On prospect with the hacks when I'm Brooklyn bound. Say you ain't get touched, but tell niggas exactly why. Talking about you the king of New York, that shit don't fly. This guy a joker, need to be put on some playing cards. Ain't never put in the liquor work, he just playing hard. Something about Tekashi, now everybody mad. But I don't give a fuck, he making New York look bad. And I ain't hating the clout, chasing the little bit. But he went overboard talking that King of New York shit. That King of New York shit. That King of New York shit. And I ain't hating the clout, chasing the little bit. But he went overboard talking that King of New York shit.
Jay Hood back with some fire. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to motherfucker BX. Everybody up top.
Yeah, shout out Hood.
And that's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but dope.
Yeah, not so there.
Yeah, we'll bring them on now.
Yeah, come
on, brother.
Don't let that call drop. You there?
Yo.
You're nut.
Oh shit, I know that voice anywhere. Nuts, so what up?
Nah, this is Cuban.
Cuban man, what
Yo,
up?
Yo, what
man?
Up? Yeah, I don't know. He was having a problem getting on, and then he said he was hearing music, and then it got cut off. So I don't know what's going on the line with him.
It's all gravy, baby. We got some nuts so shit on deck anyway. We're gonna keep this shit popping anyway. When nuts will get right, we gonna get on this motherfucker and he gonna get on it. That's all. It ain't nothing.
Most of
it. Yeah,
man.
Most so what's going on, Cuban man? What's going on, my nigga?
You already know, man. Just working on some music.
Yeah, he's
keeping
busy,
cooking
man. Up. I see him on the gram. He stay cooking up, making them bangers.
Yeah, trying to do that.
Yeah, man. For those that don't know, man, Cuban, you know, him and Nuts have been rocking for a long time. He's like part of the fucking, he's the fucking team over there. You know what I'm saying? He handled a lot of management for me, had a lot of shit for Nuts. So And he knows everything that's going on with Nutso, so that's why we can ask him anything concerning Nutso.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, last time I seen you, Poe, you was going to Germany. That's the last time I seen you, bro.
Yeah, we're trying to get back over there, man. After all this COVID shit is over, we're going to go back over. We're going to be wilding.
Oh, man, yeah,
Of course, man. It's mandatory.
Oh, shit.
There goes Nutso.
Tony's gonna make it work.
You already know. Hey, we still listen, man. I got 6 years without drinking, man, but I'm still Nutso, my nigga. You heard?
No doubt, man. What we got?
I'm still on it, man. It's good to always hear from my brothers, man. You know, Comet, Black Pole, man, you know, this journey is beautiful, man, and we still at it, Bo. The boat ain't stopped rowing, you feel me? We still on the highway. Nigga. We could get off exits, go right back on it, my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. But let me ask you a question, Nutso, man, for the people out there, man, because a lot of people know, you know what I'm saying, don't know that, you know, you from Queens. You from Flush?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And I want to know, who was your influences coming up in the game, man? Who Nutso listened to coming up?
Yeah. Well, coming up, and you know, when I was young, man, you know, a lot of my, you know, besides growing up in Corona and Flushing and Queens and that environment, hip hop was always all around me. You know what I'm saying? I had the G Raps, the Norries, the Beatnuts. All of y'all from Queensbridge, you know, was so many Dangerous MCs, so much influence I had, you know, throughout that borough alone. So it wasn't hard for me. You know, you couldn't escape hip-hop. So basically me coming up, when I was young, I was listening to the Rakims, to the Big Daddy Kane, but I really didn't understand what they were talking about until I got older the Mobb Deep, the Black Pole, the whole Screwball, the whole fucking Tribe Called Quest, you know, that era, like, that, and when that era came, like, oh, man, I locked in low with Queens, and those are one of my favorites, like, it's so many to choose is hard, man, because it goes from solos to groups, you know, Queens is a massive influence when it comes to hip-hop, bro.
No doubt.
That's fact.
So, how you feel about this new hip hop going on out there, man? You feeling these jokes?
I'm gonna be honest, man. I actually love a lot of it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because cousin just texted me. He just texted me today because he was in the video I just put out earlier this morning, that NY the New York Drill produced by JFK. You know, Cuban, everybody, a couple of people participated in that video. And he's like, yo, Nut, I look crazy with the hairdo, man. I was like, nigga, you 16. That's what these 16 niggas, you old niggas is doing. They got the man hair buns, dressing all wild and shit. You know, from the mumble rap to the niggas that understand our stories and, you know what I'm saying, and go on with that. I mean, and they stay true to that coach, you know, to that era. I mean, I respect it all, bro. I think that. I told a nigga, I responded back to my little cousin, nigga, I don't even have any hair. If I had hair, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. You feel me? Or when I was your age, nigga. Like, I was wilding out. What? Like, you know what I'm saying? We was out robbing niggas and, you know, selling drugs and coming home and telling Mom, Dukes, or Grandma, wherever you lived at, like, yo, how you got this money? We was like, not chilling, you know, went to go help somebody out and wild out. And you know, this shit speaks on from there, bro. That's the way I look at it, man.
That's real shit. Yo,
Bomb it,
man. You got some questions? I know you got some questions.
Man, Bomb, you know. Nutso, you know, he stayed working, you know. I tell you that. I know you got a lot of heat. What's going on with your I know you got that LA connection with the big homie over there that was dropping music.
We took a trip out there, me and Cuban last year, And you know, we had to pay homage, man. We did a mixtape a while back called Western Union. We had Game on there, E-40, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. You know, Cypress Hill, Psycho Realm, you name it, man. I mean, we had Corrupt, BPG, Dog Pound. We had everybody on that, and we never made that trip.
Yeah,
you know, unfortunately, you know, I just came home. I was under the courts. I couldn't go back and forth. It was a lot of shit popping off, but we finally made it happen, man. We went out there. We made the connects. I mean, the mixtape is fucking classic, legendary, man. You know, all my shit is on iTunes, Spotify, my Bandcamp. You know, everything is at Nutso PPM. That's been since the beginning, you know what I'm saying? And we got mad music coming out, bro. Me and Cuban produced like four fucking dope classic joints as well, my nigga. You know, for 2020,
oh, that's crazy.
We came out with, yeah. And they were all produced by Cedar Cuban, so it's crazy. Like, nobody even knew that Cuban was producing like that. You know, he produced back in the days. He got off the scene, went back. He was more doing the management, tour management shit with me, fucking even with Poe, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cuban had his hands in the pot.
Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely did.
Cuban had his hands on the pot, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
as far
yeah,
as, like, with the Western
pot.
Union, that was a dope connect, man. We went out there with Tajay. He introduced us to Dame Dash. We went to the studio. We laid it down up at HMG Studios. Shout out to everybody in Los Angeles, California, South Central, Shaka Rock, and all of them, you know, showing us love. We're going to definitely go back, man, but hey, listen,
that's just like
5% of my work, my nigga. You heard?
yeah, man. You know you stay busy. Definitely stay
busy, man. I like that Shaka Rock dude, man. He's
tough. Yeah,
Shaka Rock.
Yeah, man. That's a true G, man. We only connect with the real, you know.
Yeah, you know the funny thing about Shaka Rock.
Yo, E, man. I know you got some questions for Don E. How fat my nigga, why he here?
Hold up. What was that, Cuban? What was that?
Yeah, man.
No, the Shaka Rock, yeah. A lot of people don't know, like, Shaka Rock, OT Genesis, that's his cousin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like two different worlds because Shaka Rock is more on
that,
like,
that's crazy.
Street shit. And then OT, OT got the street shit because he's a Crip and all that, but his shit is more, you know, compared to what Shaka be coming out with, it's more like a Merkel. You know what I mean?
Nah, Shaka come out with that. Shaka come out with that
gangsta
boys
shit.
In the hood type feel. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like that little cool. Red.
Yeah, he told me, mm-hmm. on some real G shit. He told me all he listened to is Eazy-E and DMX. So you already know. Look, he's highly influenced. You know what I'm saying? You can hear where the influence come from.
That's crazy.
He's definitely
West Coast California nigga that listen to Eazy-E and DMX, nigga. You know that's a dangerous combination as well.
But I love it.
You know, like Black Poe was talking about influences early as, like, look at that. That's an L.A. nigga influenced by an East Coast nigga and a West Coast nigga. And, you know, and I feel the same way. That's why it's so hard, Poe, man. Like, yo, I love you to death, bro. But that's a hard question to ask, man, because I was a nigga that was in the projects, nigga, in Flushing, pumping 3-6 Mafia. Niggas was looking at me crazy like, nah, nigga, I'm listening to Jay-Z. And I'm like, nigga, these fucking niggas is crazy over here. You understand, man? This South shit is fucking bananas. Ain't about because these niggas is out. Like, this is that shit.
Yeah, man. What was the nigga's name? Help the Skelter? No. The middle of the bomb. What's the nigga's name?
Yeah, them niggas was getting run, man,
in the hood, man. They got run in the hood.
Yeah, and that's what people don't understand is, like, you know, a lot of New York niggas, we was ignorant. We was like, nigga, if you ain't wearing no army jacket, you ain't showing no Uzis in a video, you ain't trying. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga ain't really about it, but nigga, you go some places down south, nigga fucking just, nigga got a white tee, nigga, and that nigga got money, nigga. He wildin', he on the street. That nigga kingpin cartel status. You can't sleep on them niggas.
Yeah, it's a different way. You know that they move different. Can't sleep on them, man. But word. I know we got some brand new Nutso shit right here. We're going to rock right now, man. I definitely want to hear that shit. Keep popping. We're going to always stay.
Yo, another thing, fellas, I wanted to say, fucking, Poe, yesterday I was just... I was just streaming some shit, and I was like, yo, me and Poe, we got some shit. I know with Comet, all of us, I'm like, yo, damn, son, nigga, it's a journey of fucking music, my nigga. Like, I'm like, so many collaborations, it's bananas, man.
We about to wild out, man. Screwball Family album, we're going to put this together. You know you got to get on that, you know.
Of course, man. Same here, man. Me and Cuban working on some fucking projects, and, you know, we going to definitely invite the squad to come through and show love, my nigga. You know, it's nothing but good energy. We getting older now, and we still got to knock out these little niggas when they want to wild out, you heard?
You're fucking right. You know, pop these niggas on impulse. You know, I want them to live. I want them little niggas to live, man, but they fuck around. Y'all niggas ain't going to make it past fucking 12.
Yeah, I've been telling niggas we was wildin' when we was younger. We was like, man, fuck them old school niggas. And to them old school niggas, to some of them were cool, and some of them, you know, put us in our place. But after a while, it's like, yo, hold up, these other little niggas, they out of order. They ain't even go through what we went through. They got it too easy. These niggas is born with an iPad in their hands, nigga. This shit, no excuse for these niggas. They born with an iPad. We have to knock on a nigga door just to find out where the fuck he at.
Word up.
Yeah,
call niggas out the window. Do they even call out the
word
window?
Where he at? You seen him with who? Oh, he down the block? You go down the block. Where he at? Now he in the park. Now you got to go to the park. Where this nigga? Oh, this nigga went over here. Hours looking for one
think,
nigga just
think,
to ask him one thing.
I don't even think these little niggas call each other out the window no more. Do they even call each other out the window? You know, call each other out the window.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, right? That's it.
They texting each other, yo, come over. Niggas is playing fucking
video
games online.
Yo, these kids don't even meet. There's no social life. These niggas just meet each other on the fucking gram. That's it.
Or fucking PlayStation and all that shit.
This is crazy.
And listen, Poe, that's your answer. That's why the hip hop sound like that, my nigga.
Social distance hip hop.
These kids ain't interacting with life, nigga.
Yeah,
they don't even know how a tree feel, nigga. These niggas never even touch grass, nigga.
I don't even think they even got.
They ain't never fell out of a tree. They ain't never climbed a gate.
Oh, niggas didn't even get their knees scraped up yet, man. Shit is crazy.
Niggas ain't never get bit by a pit, chased by a pit, nothing.
You know how back in the day, you go on one block and you get that block to chase you to your block, and now you're chasing them back to their block? Like, they're not doing that no more.
Hell no. They run around like West Side Story and shit, dancing in the street.
Yeah,
oh, shit. You been dancing on the street. That's for real.
The Jets are going to win tonight. Yo, get the fuck out of here. Niggas is pussy. Yo, word. We got some new nuts, so shit, I want to let the people hear. Get this music going. Yo, nuts, man. Stay on the motherfucking
line. Yes, sir.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yes, sir. We here.
I want black
yes, sir.
Off,
third is joint here.
Yeah,
this joint here called Secret War, man. Let people know what time it is, man. 516-539-5596. Let's go.
That's right. Secret War. Secret War. COVID-19 produced by Fita Cuban.
Son of God.
Oh.
Command Cuban. That this stone becomes bread.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Woo!
Yeah.
Go-go-go-go-ba on the beat.
Yeah. Feel the wrath of the mightiest. COVID-19 run around on some shiesty shit. Man, virus from China? I ain't buying it. Vaccine for who? Me? I ain't trying it. Y'all thought y'all was going to see tanks and planes. Bombs and missiles going off.
Nah.
This is Secret War, man. Do your research, people. They got us with this one.
Yeah.
Next to tap water. No Flint, Michigan. Contamination worldwide. It could shut off your pipes.
Wake up.
No food, no water. And cut off your light. Pandemic was a test. Making money off your stress. While you sit back watching fake news, we oppress. Police brutality is at an all-time high. Gun stores sold out. Why you quarantining inside? I'm outside. Face mask. Bank robber disguise. Practice social media with a pistol on my side. Population control.
control. Plus the virus is real. Black Latinos are dying. Poverty overkill. Schools, concerts, and strip clubs all put on pause. It's like the last days apocalypse about to unfold. Second wave is coming. All facts in this book. Called Eyes of Darkness, written by Dean Koontz. Salute to everybody on the front lines. Listen, they lies and they lies. Be aware to be alive. Fuck COVID-19, nigga.
Yo, that shit was dope right there. That nigga said he ain't taking no vaccines. He ain't getting none of that shit.
Yo, that's
hell no, man.
That's one of my
listen, man. That's deep.
One of my joints right now. That's one of my joints right now. That joint right there.
What made you come up with that straight,
bro?
What made you come up with that concept, huh?
Well, with all this fucking crazy fucking pandemic shit going on, man. Like, you know. I had to talk about it, Poe, man. Like, I couldn't sit back and just let this shit fly by us, man. You know, I feel like the government has programmed us for years, bro, and the truth has been out. But now, you know, this shit hit people in a way that now it affected a couple of lives, and there's much more. There's much more. It ain't over, man. That's all I got to say, man. It ain't over, man.
Rest in peace to everybody passed away from this shit.
Yeah.
Everybody that's going through it, man.
Yeah.
You know, our condolences to everybody, man, because, you know, it will touch home sooner or later. You know.
Yeah. And remember, what other way to get us, man? They couldn't all line us up, right, in front of Jones Beach and Far Rockaway and just spray us all with the ARs and the M150s. So they had to sneak attack us, you know?
Yeah, that's
nigga,
the
they've been spraying for
about.
What now? Yeah, them niggas is spraying for years. West Nile virus. Who know? You know the West Nile shit. Who knows what they was spraying, bro? You don't even know.
Yeah. But Paul, y'all know y'all part of the family. This is all this shit is man made. A lot of this shit is man made. Experimenting. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas experimenting with lab rats, bro, and monkeys, nigga. Now you know they've been doing it with humans. They're just not gonna show you on TV because it's gonna scare you. That's it. That's the only reason why.
We already know, man. Government is not to be trusted, motherfucker. You know, you don't have to trust these motherfuckers.
They banned that shit. You know, they banned that Secret Wars song. We've been getting like you know, they want us to take it down, shit like that on social media and all that. So, and it's been up for a while, and all of a sudden they've been going at it, like saying, "Oh, COVID-19, you're spreading false information, blah, blah, blah."
False information.
Ain't that false? Wow, they're trying to censor you, huh?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're trying to censor us and shit over this joint. And it's crazy because we came out with the joint.
Now you know how fucking Ice-T felt with Cop Killer, nigga.
Hold up, and y'all know, right? Screwball, y'all niggas, Giuliani joining all this shit. They was fucking with y'all.
You
think I forgot, nigga?
Nah, we talk about you right now.
Now we talk about you, nigga, not us.
Yeah, you bring that subject up, yo.
Poe, y'all niggas be forgetting y'all famous, my nigga. Like, you know,
man.
Y'all famous, my nigga. You can't go.
I got rolled up, man. You thought I forgot, my nigga?
But real talk, Poe, you know that's something that's been going on in hip hop since day one, my nigga. They put you on, take your money, and then take you down, nigga. That's it. That's part of it.
Fucking right. I mean, when you look at it, man, the censorship shit is crazy, man. Back in the days with Luke Skywalker, fucking 2 Live Crew, all them niggas. It was hard, man. Until mainstream got with it, I don't know what changed people's minds, but I guess the times changed. But a lot of shit wasn't popping, man. NWA, fuck the police, motherfucker, Cop Killer, Ice-T. A lot of controversial records, man. Then they was trying to shut niggas. I remember C. Dolores Tucker trying. They was Tupac.
Yeah.
They was running over Tupac CDs and shit. They was wild.
Yeah, they was steamrolling them shit. Yeah, it was what's that president's name with his wife and all that? Tipper Gore or one of them fucking, she was down with that way. Yeah, all of them motherfuckers. Yeah, there was a priest. There was a priest that was against it. Yeah, it was a whole bunch of people. And meanwhile, that shit looks like, compared to what's going on now, that shit was nothing.
I guaranteed if niggas would have offered those niggas money, they would have shut their damn mouth. That's what it's about at the end of the day.
They're
going to be like, look, all these proceedings is going to go to Dionne Warwick Foundation for calling for calling women bitches on behalf of Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That was a wild time.
Nigga, I seen people walking down the street. I seen people are walking down the street with three kids in a stroller playing fucking bitches ain't shit but hoes and check. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah. But you know what's wild, though? That made everybody more money. That made everybody more money, though. That's what the ricochet effect happened.
That's true.
It's just real.
Yeah, that is true.
You play what you want to play, man. You can't censorship shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit is...
Yeah, of course.
But they will
you
try
know
to shut
the funny
you down.
Thing?
They will
yeah,
try
nah,
to shut
you down. They'll shut you down. Yeah, if you say something that the people are going to follow, they're going to shut you down, bro. And that's going
to
happen.
Like right now, sure way to get shut down, you say something about any gay guys, anything like that, sure way to get shut down.
Oh, yeah, you're done. You're done. Hell yeah.
or the Jewish community. You go that
way.
Oh,
yeah, yes, even that.
You're anti-Semitic.
Shit.
They'll be like, you're anti-Semitic. You can't talk about Jews.
That
I'll tell you, there you make a song called My Koofy Weighs a Ton.
Oh,
they own everything. Them dudes own everything. All types of platforms, everything. Everything to Disney, to CNN, you name it, bro.
Yeah.
Everything. They own everything.
And listen, I love animals too, you heard? I love animals, but Peter got to chill because if it wasn't for them, for the ancient people that put us on, how the fuck were they going to survive in them cold winters? And you know what I'm saying? They had to cut us some animals and for shelter, nigga. Like, we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for them, my nigga.
Peter be wild and them motherfuckers they'll jump out the motherfucking bushes and throw some fucking white paint on your brand new fur, nigga.
Yeah.
But they
got to realize our ancestors is the one. We got the style from them. You think niggas was looking at pictures, looking at Indian niggas with fucking raccoon furs on and all that. Come on, my nigga.
Yeah, you know they had the moccasins. They was rocking the moccasins, you know, out there with the
hell
ferret.
Yeah, chinchillas,
the
all
ferret,
that shit. They were tired of them shits running. They were like, man, listen, man, let's kill these niggas and wrap these niggas around us, man. This shit's going to be warm.
Yeah, you fucking right.
They had the
know
ferret,
thing about it, nigga. Niggas was butt naked, nigga, just fucking getting bitches pregnant. The baby's born. What the fuck you gonna cover the baby, nigga? You gonna look at that fuck, nigga? Listen, you gonna kill something and wrap that baby around that cow skin, nigga?
Yeah, man, Peter's wilding.
They was wilding.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You got a fur on. You walking through Manhattan, and one of them Peter niggas jump out at you and throw some paint on you. What you gonna do, son?
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, man. I don't even want to indict myself, incriminate myself right now, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to Peter, man. But if shout out to Peter, but if they was to run up on me, they're gonna get treated like any regular old nigga on the street, nigga.
I think they did that shit to a little.
That bucket of paint, I'm gonna turn that shit into a nickel, nigga.
Damn.
Fuck it.
I think they hopped out on Lil' Kim or somebody, yo.
You serious with that, though, Poe? For real, yeah, they done hopped out Madonna, all of them, I think. A couple of people they done hopped out and just splashed them, nigga, with their news.
They'll step right to some gangster niggas and throw some red fucking paint on your brand new chinchilla.
They should have ran up on, yeah, if they would have ran up on Nas and Diddy in that Hate Me Now video, that would have been crazy.
Oh, somebody would have got shot.
That would have, now that's the reason why I said that, it would have been like, damn, Peter's some real hating ass niggas.
Word is born. You know, if you do that shit, they tell somebody gonna shoot you, yo, in New York. You put that shit, you paying for this shit or something.
Nah, not yet. Listen. Oh man,
I'm not just gonna let you walk away. And be like, yeah, that's what you get. Nah, fuck that. Throw your ass in front of a taxi.
Yeah. Nah, man. Yeah, and Poe passed the 6 feet range, man. You know they gotta get ready for WWF head cracking MMA shit. For real.
They don't care though. They don't care about how big a nigga is. My big ass go up there right now with a chincho and one of the motherfuckers have like five of them motherfuckers come throw a bucket of paint on me, yo.
They gonna come with the grizzly bear white boys and shit, right?
Hell yeah, man. Niggas gonna get the fuck. They love them animals.
They gonna come out with the Proud Boys on fucking Poe, man. Hey, we gotta get them.
Them niggas will take a ass whipping for a fucking rabbit.
Nigga going around beating niggas with a rabbit full of rocks.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got baseball music, man. I know niggas is like, these niggas need to shut the fuck up.
Oh, we
yo,
just cutting up, man.
We're
going to go with another one.
We got some more nuts up. We need some more nuts with the nuts.
Yes, sir.
Introduce that new joint.
From New York to L.A. drill, man. We're going to see how that's popping off.
Yes, sir. JFK, what up?
Yeah, that was hard.
Same old JFK on this one. Killer Cali to the rotten apple, nigga. We on that drill shit, nigga.
Hoodie on, mask on, catch a nigga lacking in his brib with his baby mom.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
No Suburban, 10-speed, UBS outfit on. We do walk-bys, nigga, we ain't tryna miss.
Nah.
Coronavirus hoes, I ain't tryna kiss.
Yeah.
Trust nobody,
kill or be killed.
Trust nobody,
kill or be killed.
Trust nobody, kill or be killed. Spin that block, we in the field. Back getting zipped, casket zeal. Niggas is fake, you get revealed.
Uh-huh.
Fuck how you feel, melons is peel. In front of your neighbors, good morning, Ms. Hill.
Good morning,
Ms. Hill. I'm with the shits, this shit is real. Dominican, hit up.
Uh-huh.
Nutso,
yeah.
For Queens, que lo que. The shipment is here, it paid out there.
Uh-huh.
Pockets are swole, guns in the jeans, machetes and platano, white beater tees, cushion the box, sticks in the ox, pills in the mox. Let's go to war, these niggas push. Look at their face, what a disgrace. The hood turn their back on you, ride. Little nigga, pull that extendo on you, ride. They ain't ready, my killers is petty. We ain't scared, been in jail already. Everywhere we go, we raise hell.
Uh-huh.
Make bail, checks in the email.
Uh-huh.
Only way you walk with a stick,
uh-huh.
When you walk with a she-mail. Gang, gang, couple of swans, couple of thibos, couple of rips,
uh-huh.
Couple of essays. Couple of kings, couple of chino, here come the Beatles.
We do walk by, nigga. We do walk by, nigga. We do walk by, nigga. We ain't tryna miss.
Nah.
Headshot, spin that block. We out this bitch.
Yeah.
We do walk by, nigga. We ain't tryna miss. Headshot, spin that block. We out this bitch. JFK, talk to me, nigga.
It's the same old nuts so front of block, front of block, front of block, front of block, front of block. We do walk by the nigga, we ain't trying to miss.
See, that's what I'm talking about, nuts. So, like, shit like that right there, you know, it's new. It's new style. You know what I'm saying? You keep
yeah.
up with these young boys. I see you keeping up with these young boys.
Yes, sir, man. That's for real. As I tell you, man, my little cousin with the buns in his head, he was definitely influenced for that one, man.
That's how you do it. That's how you got to do it, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to play in their sandbox sometimes. So, you know, I can come down here and play with y'all niggas, too, and y'all toys.
Yeah, man.
They can't come up here and play with your toys, though. See, it's different.
Yo, listen, and that's why Biggie did it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody does it. Everybody from day one. You know what I'm saying? From day one. Everybody does it, bro. You got to challenge other niggas' style sometimes, but... You know, it's not even like jumping on the bandwagon. I look at it as, you know, is moving with the movement, my nigga, showing support. Like, you know, the drill music is hard out here in New York. Like, you can't escape it, nigga. You know, the bitches, the young niggas, it's definitely a real vibe, man.
They definitely drilling out there in New York, Brooklyn, you know, all over the boroughs. You know, that's a new sound for New York, but it's dope.
Ain't nothing like that good old boom bap though, but that new wave, you gotta play if you want to stay in the game and stay relevant. You gotta do everything, homie, and that's showing skills.
Yeah. And straight I pay up, homage to those that pay homage to niggas like you, Poe, me, the Cubans, the Commie. I mean, you know, you name it. A lot of these niggas, when I do my research, a lot of these little drill niggas, a lot of these little mumble rap and trap niggas, they respect a lot of us. You know, it's just others that we get to see that don't give a fuck and don't know who a Tupac, a Nas, a Jay-Z, but there's others that do respect it and they ill and they do. And they do. So that's why I do it. You know, they jump in the ring, I jump in the ring with them.
No doubt. I just want to see the niggas come up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Come up. Step the lyrics up.
Yeah.
That's all I want. It's a lot of young spitters out there, too. So.
A lot. Listen, from Kendrick to J. Cole to that other kid, what's his name? J. Corden. What's his name? Corday, right? Corday.
That other young kid,
they spit as you ask them, yo, who they favorite rappers? They be like, yo, Tribe Called Quest, Nas. You know what I'm saying? I love all. And you like, damn, so I didn't even know this. The way the shit he be rapping up, I didn't even know those his favorite MCs. So, you know, I got respect for a chosen few.
Yeah, they did their homework. Some niggas did their homework.
Yeah, they did their homework. And some niggas didn't. Because, listen, you turn on the radio, you stream some shit, and you like, hold up. They gave this nigga what? They gave him $1.5 million for what? Oh, Lord. How? Why did you do that?
Motherfuckers.
You're ruining the families.
Them niggas in the basement. They ain't do no homework. They just came. Their dog ate their homework.
The motherfuckers.
Niggas colored their hair, popped the ecstasy pill, went to a strip club, dropped some money, did a little video, and that they niggas think they were high shit. I mean, it's crazy, my nigga, when you hear these stories, my nigga. It's like,
niggas been working all their life. They added
auto-tune,
so that was it after that.
Yeah, man. And then you hear different stories. You hear young niggas, yo, my pops used to take me to school, and he was fucking pumping 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying? On the way to school, he was pumping Dipset. He was pumping fucking DRTC. That's how I know about Big L and blah, blah. So when you hear those stories, you'd be like, oh, that's why this little nigga rap like this. This nigga dope.
Right.
Yeah, man. Some niggas did their
homework. You know.
Right.
Yeah, they did their homework, exactly.
And niggas taught right, you know. But it's almost time
to sign
off, man. So we're going to leave these motherfuckers with some music until motherfucking next week.
Play that new Versatile. Run it up.
Yes,
first,
sir.
First lady. Let's go. Nuts, man. Thanks for coming through, boss. You heard?
Thank you always, man. Queens love on this side. Comment. Screwball Radio, you already know, man.
Love y'all,
my nigga. You already know. Nutso, Flush the Queen, see the Cuban.
Let's
get it,
yo.
Nigga.
Go to the legend. The legend.
Run it up. All of my niggas, they gunning up. Shut it up, fuck up a bag and then run it up. Run it up, all of my niggas they gunning up. Shut it up, fuck up a bag and then run it up. You know what, we're hustlers, killers, and murderers. Far Rock America, nigga, they heard of us. Got your mad cause y'all niggas ain't hurting us. Stepping out clean, niggas wanna throw dirt on us. Belly bop, front on a nigga, get molly wop. Body jump up and that body get dropped. Body jump up and that body get dropped. Click pop, pop click. Nigga, I'm back on my bloody shit.
thumb on the dummy quick. Niggas get bucking the river spit. Pick pop, pop quick, my click. None of y'all niggas ain't fucking with pulling the trigger. My niggas is killers, gorilla. These niggas watch chasing these figures. We run it up. All of my niggas, they gunning up. Stud it up. Fuck up a bag and then run it up. Run it up. All of my niggas, they gunning up. Stud it up. Fuck up a bag and then run it up. Got that work, need a key or a quarter. My little niggas cooking, they chef out of order. Pay your debt or your life or get slaughtered. A hood execution in front of your daughter. Edgeman, fall rock. Air out the block when the gun pop. Body jump up and that body get dropped. Body jump up and that body get dropped. I'm a savage. Do anything for the cabbage. Bitch, getting good over here. Time to lighten the low cause you bitches is baggage. Y'all niggas ain't causing no damage. Show no comprehend, they too average. If I want it, I get it. My nigga, I'm with it. I'm pushing the package while taking the masses. My niggas weak. Run it up. All of my niggas, they gunning up. Stud it up. Fuck up a bag and then run it up. Run it up. All of my niggas, they gunning up. Stud it up. Fuck up a bag and then run it up.